entertaining, cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
You're listening to the Max.
To the Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. It is 11 o'clock here in snowy New York City. The snow has fallen. It's a long weekend, the Martin Luther King Day weekend. So I'm going to start off with one of my favorite quotes from the infamous speech that he gave, that I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Change is coming this Tuesday, and I've got my niece Lily here. I've got an amazing show for you guys tonight. Welcome to the Max and LA Talk Radio. Let me start with that, a good warm welcome to you. We've got the show, a new year and a new you coming at you, and I've got Lily, who's here with me right now, and she wants to sing you guys something in honor of Martin Luther King Day. So, no, sing your song, girl. What is it?
God bless America, our home sweet home. God bless America, our home sweet home. Forget Freshwood.
All right, well there you go, little Lily, rising star that she is. So everyone, welcome today, Sunday, January 18th. Happy birthday to Marco. He's out there in, I think he's living in Iceland. I'm pretty sure. So anyway, I've got a bunch of birthdays. Jamie Gleischer, happy birthday to you, my friend. Sam Diaz, Paola, Daniel, Vincenzo Urbano. Check out their restaurant. You guys know it, ChiroandSons.com in Firenze, one of my favorite restaurants. Greer, Didi, my friend Didi. She is with Operation Smile. So check out their website, OperationSmile.com. Alyssa, Kelly, Jessica, Cosimo in Firenze. Happy birthday to all of you coming up this week. I'm really excited. I'm coming to LA this week, so it's going to be cool. And I got to say hi to Denny in Virginia. Not the restaurant, the girl herself. I think she owns it secretly. But we wish she did so we could eat there for free. And to my friend Jackie in Atlanta, Hotlanta. What's up, Jackie? I flew through Atlanta the other day. Thanks to Delta.com, coming home from Florida. So Delta, that's the way to fly, Delta.com. Anyway, my friends, I've got the New Year and the New You show happening tonight. And I've got my good buddy, Dr. Rodney, coming on. He has the Center for Health and Wellness in Boca Raton at the Spanish River Plaza. I saw him there. I got some great acupuncture. It was amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. And I have to tell you all, you know about that freaky plane accident that happened. And everyone survives. So this show is dedicated to our hero of the week, Captain Sully, Captain Sullenberg. You're the man. You're all over. You are the man of the minute. Check out everyone. He's got his own Facebook page now. He's got 347,552 fans as of right now. So become a fan of his. He really did make an impact in New York. And literally... And as Hemingway said, heroism is grace under pressure, and that is, I think, an act of being under pressure, being able to land on that Hudson River. So my favorite dude was that black brother running out the plane saying, yeah, 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 to everybody. It was like my favorite news clip. But congratulations, Captain Sully. You're the man, hero of the week, and God bless you for taking care of everybody there and getting them out safely. So Dr. Ronnie's going to come on in just a bit. You know, Cherub is going to be on my show. I promise you all that I'm going to have a co-host, but I'm going to do it the right way because I'm going to fly out to LA. We're going to do a photo shoot, be together, and everything's going to be done right, and then I'm going to bring it to you, like, to the Max style. So I've got to tell you, my restaurant of the week is La Scala in Greenwich, Connecticut. We had a great dinner there last night with some ravioli. No, we had risotto with truffles that were amazing. Truly, truly, truly amazing. So... La Scala, if you're in Greenwich or New York area, it's worth coming to. La Scala in Greenwich, Connecticut. And it's been a crazy week for me. You know, I was in Florida, I extended my stay, now I'm home. Oh my God. And I'm going to be in LA, everyone. So I'm excited about being in LA because I got Eva LaRue coming on next week from CSI Miami, everybody. That's right. So check out their page. And totally. You know what? Maybe I'm going to have my buddy call in, Michael Antonori, because I want to talk about that plane crash. He's a pilot. It's Continental. So maybe he can give us a call in. If you want to call in, everyone, call in from an unblocked number to 323-203-0815 so that we can talk to you. And you can ask Dr. Rodney your questions about anything from managing stress to reducing anxiety to creating inner peace or awakening your intuition to enhancing your sleep to connect to yourself, your true self. It's going to be pretty amazing. And I think we've got him. Hi, this is Max, and you're live on the show. Who's this?
Hey, Max. It's Rodney. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. Well, I thank you. And I thank you so much for calling in. And we're going to have a great show because I know we have callers that have questions for you. But before we even get any callers, let's talk about who you are and what you do. And you have the whole Center for Health and Wellness in Florida and South Florida and how you're involved with Deepak Chopra. So welcome, Rodney, to the show, to the Max. And tell my listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, first off, it's great to be here. Thank you, Max, for inviting me. And I'm just now finishing a really great weekend. I spent the last 3 days with Hospice by the Sea here in Boca Raton, Florida, doing a program which is called Healing Touch, which is a program that the nurses use in working with individuals that are transitioning and such. And I have to tell you, it was just a wonderful group of people with just beautiful energy to spend the last 3 days with, people that really, really in touch with what life is about and going forward through our lives. So I just had to say that because I just finished with them. But back to answer the question that you gave me, I actually do have a Center for Health and Wellness. I'm an acupuncture physician here in Florida. And basically, I focus on a lot of areas in relationship to health and wellness. I also teach at the local community college, and I give a lot of programs on things that we can do to actually better our life. Many of those things done through the use of acupuncture, oriental medicine, and oriental medicine really encompasses a lot of things. It encompasses our herbal therapies, a lot of physical therapies, and in Florida, one of the things that we do a lot of work with also is homeopathy, which is a type of medicinal treatments also that we do for different conditions, and also do a lot of work with stress reduction, a lot of people with anxiety. And, of course, as everybody probably knows, stress is one of those major factors that play into a lot of diseases. And it's something that really touches a lot of people in their lives. And so that's always a big focus of what we do. And that's kind of what led me to my work with the Chopra Institute, Dr. Deepak Chopra, Dr. David Simon, who's his partner. I actually work with doing the meditation program which they've developed, which is it's called Primordial Sound Meditation. And when I say something they developed, it's actually a program that they brought to the United States from India. It's something that really is thousands of years old.
Yeah. Now, you know, everyone, I've got to tell you, if you want information before you call in, check out Body Basics, mindbodybasics.com. That's Rodney's website there. I had the privilege to actually go into the center, and I got some fantastic acupuncture. I got a B12 shot. So it was like an incredible experience because, you know, this whole acupuncture, I felt amazing afterwards. So, you know, why don't we talk a little bit about acupuncture? Because I know people have so many questions on acupuncture, and it treats so many things, and people just don't know about it. So, again, let me tell you, if you want to call in, the number here is 323-203-0815, and please call in from an unblocked number with any of your health and wellness questions, because this is a new year, and we're going to hopefully make a new you here at To The Max, and Ronnie's on tonight, and so let's talk about some acupuncture right now, and what are the benefits of it, and why does it help so many things from arthritis to tooth pain to migraine headaches to PMS?
Well, first off, one of the things that's very important when it comes to acupuncture and oriental medicine is to realize that it's actually the longest continually practiced form of meditation in the world. Acupuncture and oriental medicine has actually been practiced for thousands of years, approximately 3,000 years, depending on what time frame you want to use, in whether it's from the written aspect of it. And there are a lot of ancient tools that were used, things even done from the Bronze Age and even beyond that with regards to acupuncture. But basically, mm-hmm. acupuncture is really about making your body do what it's supposed to do. And mm-hmm. we talk about balancing the body. We talk about harmonizing the body, taking care of excesses and deficiencies. And it's a matter of going and actually stimulating your own body's functioning to be able to correct things that are going on improperly in your body or any type of conditions that have developed, whether it be pain conditions, as you were mentioning, various pain conditions, and also other various types of physiological conditions. We do a lot with regards to, for women, a lot of the women problems. We do a lot of things with regards to a lot of health issues that come up, even things as basic as colds and flus. People that have, as you mentioned, headaches, chronic headaches, whether it be sinus headaches or migraines, again, very, very effective because it's about getting your body to work. And what's happened is over the years, particularly in recent time frame, is that people have become accustomed to going into getting a pill to do everything. Mm-hmm. You know, if I have a stomach problem, give me a Nexium. If I can't sleep, give me an Ambien. And while those right. things are indicated at times, the reality of it is your body makes these types of chemicals to make your body work. You actually created an entire body from an embryo. You made lungs and livers and kidneys and skin. If you break a bone, it repairs itself. Your body is meant to fix itself. And mm-hmm. we've lost track of that in this kind of modern pharmaceutical-based society. And we're kind of able to go ahead and really get the body doing what it's supposed to do in a natural format that doesn't really have any type of toxic consequences.
Yeah, no, well, it was really, you know, I have a little bit of some lower back pain. I fell off my horse a couple times. But and I really felt, because I walked in with just a little bit of a discomfort, and even after just that brief encounter with acupuncture, I really felt I left feeling like a whole new calm, and like my backache wasn't there, and it just was an amazing experience. And then, of course, I called everyone. I was like, I got acupuncture again, and it was fantastic. But, you know, people, I guess, are scared of it. So are there any myths that you want to bust right now about acupuncture?
Well, there are actually a lot of myths, and there is a certain amount of fear that's involved with many people, particularly because the concept of a needle, number one. Mm-hmm. And first off,
and I'm the biggest. I'm so scared of needles, and these are so thin it didn't even hurt. So I'm the biggest freak when it comes to needles. So
no, that's actually, yeah, it's true. And myself, even before I got involved with acupuncture, I was kind of a needle phobic, shall we say, also. But the reality of it is, you can take about 30 of the needles that we use and put them inside of the average needle they draw blood from your body with. And they're very, very mm-hmm. tiny, virtually no pain. And what usually happens is similar to what you said. When people have a treatment, prior to ever having had acupuncture, they find this hard to believe. However, as soon mm-hmm. as they have acupuncture, they're believers. And that is the fact, it almost feels like you've had a massage. Your whole body is mm-hmm. relaxed. You actually have just an overall shift in your entire personality and how you're feeling, and you can come in as a whole ball of nerves, and by the time you walk out, you're a whole different person, relaxed, and it really has a profound effect both on the body and on your emotions and on your spirit.
Yeah. No, it's really an amazing journey, I guess you would call it.
Another one of the things that, with regards to acupuncture, that is really kind of interesting, because people say, oh, you know, it's a placebo effect. It's a power of suggestion. Well, first off, mm-hmm. I want to bust that myth and say, you know, you don't even have to believe in it. It's like gravity. Even if you don't believe in gravity, your body doesn't fly off into space. It still works. In addition to that, acupuncture is actually used for animals. And I can guarantee yeah. you that a horse getting acupuncture for a pulled muscle really has no concept of a placebo effect and has no concept of the power of suggestion. He gets acupuncture and it helps. And it's been shown over years to help. And so there is no placebo effect occurring with an animal, but it works for them too. So what we find is the body has that ability. Science is now doing a lot of investigation to find out what's going on that allows it to work. And what we find is that it's stimulating a lot of brain activity. There are things when we talk about the local effect, which causes what's called a histamine reaction. But there are really a lot of scientific explanations that, of course, I'm more than happy to go into those with people when they come in, but they can take hours. But there are really a lot of explanations that go and tell us what's now happening in the body that go beyond the traditional concepts, which the Chinese developed over thousands and thousands of years. And one of the other myths which is out there is that it is just for pain conditions, when pain conditions are really what we predominantly deal with. You were mentioning back pain with regards to the horse incident. But the reality of it is that a lot of functional problems, whether they be digestive problems, things related to infertility, things related to, as I mentioned earlier, colds, flus, all of those things have really amazing results with the use of acupuncture, and even a lot of addictive behaviors, things like gambling addiction, food addiction, smoking. These are types of things, again, that we do a lot with that are very, very, very effective.
Well, yeah, no, it was really an amazing experience. Now, you know, we just had this recent plane crash up here in New York, so I'm sure that people who are really stressed out, you know, who are on the plane or whatever, they can really benefit from acupuncture. So how does acupuncture help people who have stress?
Well, when people that come to me, acupuncture is part of what I will do for stress protocols. And again, because stress is really and particularly chronic stress, which we use when we talk about stress that is actually having a negative effect on our bodies, it's more chronic stress. One of the things that acupuncture will actually do is to actually start the release of various types of chemical substances from our body that we actually produce that will have a relaxing effect. Various endorphins, Valium-type chemicals will be released through the use of acupuncture. In addition to that, as we start to relax our muscles and as we start to go ahead and that will happen.
Excuse me real quick. You know what? We have, we'll get back to that whole stress, but we have a caller on the line right now. So caller, you're live on To The Max. Who's this?
Hi, this is Adele.
Hey, Adele, how are you? And where are you calling from?
I can barely hear you, honey. I'm sorry. Again?
Hi, I said welcome. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from L.A.
L.A. Well, welcome to The Max. You know, we have our show tonight, The New Year, New You. Do you have any questions for Rodney about wellness or health or anything in particular about acupuncture?
Yes, actually I do. I have been having some back problems, and I get massages, you know, every other week. But I'm wondering, how would acupuncture benefit actual muscle tension?
Was it muscle tension, I'm sorry? How it would benefit muscle tension? I couldn't hear.
Adele, what was the question again? You said that you have back pain and you wanted to know how acupuncture will help the muscle tension?
Yeah, because I mean, I get massages, but, you know, it's kind of frequent. But I'm figuring could acupuncture actually help that?
Okay. Yes. Hi, Adele. How are you? I'm glad you came to join us here on the To The Max show. Actually, acupuncture for the muscular skeletal problems it does exceptionally well. And I find that in conjunction with chiropractic work, in conjunction with massage therapy, it's really a phenomenal adjunct. It's a phenomenal addition to the use of other types of therapy. What you find is that it really does help to release any type of spasms that are actually occurring at a much deeper level. And it starts what I referred to before, which is kind of what's called a histamine reaction, which actually causes more white blood cells and more of the chemicals that are needed to nourish the muscles to actually go to the area. And you have that effect through the massage, and we actually just get a stronger effect of that using acupuncture.
Well, there you go, Adele. I hope that answered your question, and thank you for calling in. So, you see, people are interested in this because it is, you know, I think people are looking for an alternative way to really produce something beneficial in their life. Now, I have a question via text message. So, and my question is from Michelle, and it is to ask you about the frequency of use. How often should one go to get acupuncture to get maximum benefits?
Okay. Okay, Michelle, thank you for that question. And that's actually a very good question. It's one that everybody that comes in, of course, has that question. And it's really very much, it's an individualized a number. In other words, what Michelle may need for a particular condition might be different than what Adele may need for her back condition versus what you might need for your back condition. It varies. However, as a general rule, if we're talking about overall wellness, we recommend that people come in on a seasonal basis. In other words, as the seasons are changing, to kind of prepare the body for that change. And we do that through the acupuncture and also through various types of herbal therapies that we might recommend for the individual, and also various types of lifestyle exercises that you can do, different acupressure and such, things like that. If we're dealing with a severe problem that's been going on for a year, 2 years, 3 years, it may require more time than a condition, or probably will, more than a condition that just occurred 3 weeks ago. So that comes mm-hmm. into play. What we find, say if a person has a chronic sciatic problem now that's been, and I say chronic, it's gone on for more than a month. Say they've had it now for 3, 4, 5 months. You may find that it might be 6 visits before we start to see a major relief. But the person may have exceptional relief after 1 visit. It varies considerably. I've had people come in that have had surgeries and they've had pain for a year or two, and we've had 1 or 2 treatments, and they've said, you know, my pain is gone. It really depends on the individual, how they react to it. Some people react much quicker to acupuncture. Some people are a little slower. Also depends on herbal therapies that we bring into that. And what are the underlying other conditions you have? More often than not, a person doesn't come in with just one thing that they have going on, and there's kind of other things. A person who's very physically fit is going to have a better result in our treatment than if somebody who is, you know, very, very old and has very poor nutrition and such. So it varies. And again, if you have a specific condition, I would be welcome if you sent me an email to give you an idea what that would that number might be for your condition in your particular scenario.
And now, where can people email you?
They can go on my website, and there's a lot of ways to find me on there, which is at Mind, M-I-N-D, Body, B-O-D-Y, Basics, BASICS.com. And you can even just mail me at Rodney at MindBodyBasics.com. And you can ask me in that format, or there's also a phone number on there you can call me at, and be more than happy to talk to you. And I also do a lot of referrals for people all around the United States. I'm actually on the board for the Florida State Oriental Medical Association. So if you're here in Florida, I can hook you up with acupuncturists all over here. And in my teaching and in my time traveling all over, I meet acupuncturists. And so I have people pretty much all over the United States that I can refer you to, depending on where you live.
Great. Now, you know, I want to ask you another question, because due to America, everyone wants to know if you take insurance. So do you take insurance at the Wellness Center?
Well, insurance is as many different types of people as there are in the world. That's probably how many insurance policies exist, because the companies like to write a different one for every person. We do take insurance. Does every insurance take us? Not necessarily. I would say about half of my patients are insurance patients. About half of them are pay-for-service, or they pay cash for or credit card, whatever, for their services. It varies a lot. What we usually try to do, we like to make sure that everybody gets treatment for whatever condition they have. So if someone comes in and they don't have insurance, and we say, okay, this may take 6 visits or whatever, we have the ability through the format that we work in Florida that allows us to go ahead and make like a package pricing and that type of format.
All right. So that's covered.
We don't really try to go and have anybody not get treatment because of their inability to pay. So we really work very closely to make sure that people get the kind of care they want to that they should have. It's important to us.
Absolutely. So now I know, do you have this, actually we have a caller on the line. So caller, you're live on To The Max. Who's this?
Hi, this is Andrew.
Hey, Andrew. Where are you calling from?
I'm Max Clark from Connecticut. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Now, do you have a question for Rodney?
My mother, she actually lives in the Bahamas, and she has been getting shots of placenta. I don't know. I don't think they do that in America. I just wanted to know if you knew anything about that, whether it's good or not.
That type of stuff goes beyond my scope of practice. I know people do get those type of treatments. It's usually more in Europe than around here. I know there's some people in the islands that do that type of work too, but I'm not really, I haven't done really a lot of investigation. That's basically is done for a whole host of conditions, but I really couldn't comment one way or the other, whether or not it's particularly good for her or not.
All right, well, thank you for that call, Andrew from Connecticut. So moving along, you know, this is the show where we're talking about, you know, a new you and a new year and how to manifest all of the newness in your life. Now, I want to talk about how we can, you know, you talk about in your weekends, you have actually a weekend coming up, a seminar weekend, or a stress reduction weekend, I should say, where you're off, learn how to, et cetera, manage stress, reduce anxiety. I really want to talk about creating inner peace. How do you offer people knowledge to create inner peace?
Yeah, well, that's a big topic there. To find inner peace, we have to really go ahead, and it's a lifelong journey for people. Mm-hmm. It's not just something we go out and say, okay, today, you know, I'm going to go and find inner peace. But what I will say, that one of the things that comes to mind, and that is that, this is something Albert Einstein said many years ago, and that's that problems can't be solved by the same level of thinking that created them. So in other words, when we try to go and find solutions to problems in our life, if we want to try to find, as you said, inner peace, when we try to do that, we can't really do that with using the word structure that we do. We have to find a different way to do that. And also, of course, even the Dalai Lama said, without inner peace, it's impossible to have world peace. So finding inner peace is very, very important. The way that we do that is to teach people methods, and there are many methods out there, but the one particular one that I work with is primordial sound meditation, and where we work with a mantra-based meditation that allows us to go and find the stillness inside of ourselves. And that stillness that we're finding inside of ourselves is that area where creativity comes from. Mm-hmm. And to find our inner peace is to find the creativity to find new solutions to the problems, new solutions to the relationships, new solutions to the goals that we have that we've placed in front of ourselves and that are presented to us by the universe. And by doing that, we begin to go ahead and align ourselves with what is going on around us in the world, to start to have a better understanding about what is stress, to have a better understanding about what is inner peace. Because the reality of it is that stress is not an event. Stress is our reaction to the event. In our program, we talk about...
Can you repeat that one more time?
Yes, stress is not the event. Stress is our reaction to the event. And I can give you a very, very a perfect example that I use in my program many times. Do you like to go on a roller coaster?
Not really.
Not
sometimes.
Really. Not really. We'll take the not really, because I know I hate it myself.
Okay.
Do you know people that like to go on a roller coaster?
I sure do.
Okay. Now imagine you take somebody that really hates it, say if you really don't like it, and you go on the roller coaster with somebody that really loves it. Okay? So you're going up to the, you know, the top of that hill, and as you're going up to the top of the hill, you know, the person that hates it is becoming filled, or that's afraid of it, let's say, is becoming filled with adrenaline and cortisol and all sorts of these chemicals that are being given off, which are very, very detrimental to the body. Your digestion is shutting down, your heart rate is increasing, your blood platelets are becoming sticky, your sexual reproduction is shutting down, you're starting to sweat, you're having all of these different reactions, which are the interleukins in your body are starting to shut down, and those fight cancer. All of these types of things are starting to happen. This is a derivative of the fight or flight response. The person beside you is starting to give off endorphins, all sorts of Valium-type chemicals. They're giving off more interleukins that help to fight cancer. They're having all of these other things go on. And when you get off that ride, you both have had two totally different physiological and emotional responses But guess what? You were on the exact same ride.
Mm-hmm.
So the actual event, that actual ride that you were on, was the same. But you had mm-hmm. two totally different reactions. And that's how stress is. People react to things totally different. And if we can learn to go ahead and change the way that we react to the event, we totally change our perception and we totally change our life.
Changing our life. And that's what the point of having a two-series show, Changing Our Life. And I always say change doesn't change until you change or until we change. So now I know that you have this stress reduction weekend coming up. Is that the 24th of January and the 25th?
Yes, it'll be 2 days. And basically during that, we do a lot of work with regards to, well, one of the first areas that we work on is people talk about mind, body, and spirit. We hear it all mm-hmm. the time. I think I heard it in a car commercial the other day. I thought, wow, this is kind of ludicrous. Selling a car that's going to give me a better mind, body, and spirit. And the reality of it is, but if you pose that question to most people, what is your mind? And you pose the question, what is your body? What is your spirit? They're really usually having a rather difficult time explaining that. And because we've thrown that around, but we've never really sat down and talked about what is that? What is our mind? And when we even talk about things in terms of what really makes us happy, you know, we go into details about these type of things. We spend a lot of time in discussion. Because I can teach you how to meditate in 5 minutes, but teach you the things that you need to know to be able to ground a practice, something you can do every day, something that you actually understand what you're doing when you're meditating, to understand what to be expecting. How do I know that I'm being successful at my meditation? When should I do it? All of these types of things help you to go and really get a practice that when you leave the program and you leave the 2 days that we're together, that we actually go ahead and have something that you will go ahead and do for the rest of your life, and it will improve every day of the rest of your life. And it does. There's a reason that people have meditated for thousands of years, and guess what that reason is?
Because it works.
It works. Exactly.
Because it works.
Because it works.
It's not broken, don't fix it, right?
Yeah, exactly. It works.
So amazing. Yeah, but I really believe that people, you know, people are searching for the now. You know, all these books came out, Eckhart Tolle, A New Earth, and people are searching for now. What can we do now to change our lives? And I've always said exactly what I said before, change doesn't change until you change. And there's many ways that we can change. And I think that to really tune into ourselves is one of the biggest changes we can do, because a lot of people are scared of themselves. And I always say, you know, now in New York, we have TVs in elevators, TVs in cabs. Society doesn't want us to be with ourselves. It always wants to pollute our mind with what's going on around us, so we can't tune into ourselves, because I think they fear if we tune into ourselves that we'll be able to be powerful. And what do you feel about that?
Well, it's 100% true. And a friend of mine, Max Simon, who actually is Dr. David Simon, Deepak Chopra's partner's son, he also has what's called the self-centered tour, which mm-hmm. is for younger people, you know, being the concept of being self-centered. And in other words, in centering yourself, you know, it's kind of a play on words there. But he recently, and you'll find it on my video on my website in the section on meditation, but he ends the video with a statement, which is just so true. And when people talk about meditating, oh, I can't sit still. Oh, I have too many thoughts going on in my mind. I just can't relax. And he makes a very, very profound statement, and that is, if you can't do nothing well, how do you ever expect to do something well or anything well? You know, we all want to have, you know, do these great things, but we can't do nothing. We find that we can't just sit with ourselves and really just listen to the world. And when we can do that, we make a profound change in our life. And I quoted Gandhi earlier, and I will again. And one of his quotes again was, as human beings, our greatness lies not so much in being able to remake the world as in being able to remake ourselves. Mm. And where that heads is when we actually do remake ourselves, we remake our world.
And we do. Yeah. And we can also create our own world. What do you think? Do you think we can create our own world?
There's no doubt about it. And And just by even taking the concepts that we just talked about, even if we look at the roller coaster and the concept of how that's actually going and having an effect on our stress response and our reaction, there's absolutely no doubt about it. But what I will tell you in people that I've worked with over the years, in my own personal life through meditation and meditative techniques, what's actually happened, as we said earlier, there's a reason why these things work. When you apply systematically stress reduction, when you apply systematically lifestyle changes through your diet, through exercise, the effects that they have are profound.
Absolutely.
It unfolds in front of you, and it's just amazing. And it you don't even have to take my word for it. You don't have to take your word for it. It's self-proving. You prove it to yourself because it works.
Absolutely. Now, people, I've had an email. You can always email me at the show at max@maxtucci.com. Check out my website, maxtucci.com, because I just received an email from, I will tell you in one moment because I'm pulling it up. And here we go. The email is from a lady named Wendy, and she wants to know, because we mentioned B12 at the top of the show, what B12 actually does, and where can you get a B12 shot if we can't make it to the Center for Health and Wellness?
If you're going to go through the traditional formats, basically, the traditional formats meaning your main Western allopathic or Western medical doctor, they're going to want to go and feel that you have a reason for getting that based on the traditional reasons for getting that, which would be anemia, things of that nature. And basically, people that are vegetarians, of course, have could you get B12 from meat and such? So those people are going to be ones that would fairly easily be able to get a B12 shot. A lot of weight reduction clinics use it because it boosts metabolism and it really helps the cellular function. So those people use a lot in their processes. We use B12 here at the center, particularly because there's just a lot of evidence with regards to a lot of pain conditions, and particularly with the shoulder and the hip and the bursas in helping to release inflammation and to reduce inflammation in those areas. So a lot of hip problems that people may have, and even sciatic problem that may be caused by a piriform syndrome, which is a very tight muscle across the buttocks that actually tightens up around the muscles that can then cause pain on the leg. It's very, very effective for that. To get the shot, really, it would depend on where you're living. And you probably, if you even Googled or something, I'm sure you would track someone down. But the best
is it a myth that B12 gives you energy?
No, not particularly. If you're somewhat anemic, it would definitely give you more energy. I would say most people did get B12, get a boost of energy, yes.
Just got another email, so let me read it to you real quick. And this is an email from Emily. And Emily wants to know, she got a B12 shot, and she wants to know if it's common for urine to be a pink color after a B12 shot.
No, that's not common. It's not a problem, but what that means generally is she probably got a little more B12 than she needed.
Much B12, that would be the...
Yeah, and then you just urinated out, so it's not a real problem. I mean, I wouldn't do it every day because it's just a waste, but so there's no health problem should result from that, but it was just probably a little bit more. When I was in school and we would practice doing injections, we would give ourselves a lot of B12 and that would be the result. So that's more than likely. If that does continue for any period of time, she should go and have it checked.
Right.
So that's the thing there.
And people are really into this B12, so thank you, Emily, for that email. And interesting questions. But all right, so now we've got your event coming up, your weekend, your stress reduction weekend, and that's located in Boca, in Florida?
Yeah, that'll be in Boca Raton. And it varies depending on how many people we get. If it's a small group, we hold it at the center. If it's a little larger, there are some sponsors that I have, and we'll use their facilities. The last one I did actually was at Hospice by the Sea, where we had a pretty good group there. And if people can't make it to this particular event, which, as I said, it's 2 days. It's from 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock on Saturday and 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock on Sunday. Mm-hmm. However, it does vary depending on the amount of questions that people may have, and a lot of times there are. I also do basically several times every quarter a free introduction to meditation, and we talk about, and you actually in that learn a technique of meditation that you can use, and we talk about what the program consists of too, and that you can always usually find the information on my website too.
Now, I wanted to ask you, what are your age range? Because I met an amazing woman. I think she was 94 years old that day at the center.
No, wait a minute. You got to get it right. She was 94 and a half.
94 and a half.
And a half. You've got to use the half. And it's funny because I have one patient that's like 5 3/4, right? And then this one is 94 and a half. And I've yet to figure out when we stop using partial years and start using partial years again in the description of our age. But, yeah, she's 94 and a half and actually a very interesting lady and very, very sweet. And I actually have really, as you caught from that, a very wide range of patients. The reality of it is, you know, as it gets a little higher in age, it becomes a little more of a challenge to work with them for their conditions because it becomes, you know, there's the age factor. And as I mentioned, acupuncture is getting your body to, you know, to do its work. So we have a lot of times supplementation is more important in those conditions. And for some people, they have a lot of pharmaceuticals that they're taking. But that said, I would like to go ahead and add, you mentioned my program that I'm doing this weekend, but also I have a class that I teach, and I teach that at the community college, and both in Boca Raton and in Lake Worth at the Palm Beach Community College. That'll be starting in February, and again, there's information on my website on that, and that's called Reversing Age in the Fountain of Youth. And that's a course that we talk specifically about things that we can do to reverse aging. And
well, I'm going to have you back on the show for that, because that I'm sure people are going to really be eager to find out how to do. And those classes you're going to be teaching in February, everyone go to mindbodybasics.com for more information on those classes. You can always go to maxtucci.com as well to get more information after the show. My question to you is, people want to know how we can awaken our intuition. So I think that this question is going to be the final question tonight on To The Max for the New Year, New You show. So how can we awaken our intuition, Rodney?
The awakening of our intuition, there are really a lot of ways that that occurs. The meditation that we talked about doing and that kind of inner work is going to be the number one way to do that. And it's really, you know, people are always saying, you know, should I go to this program? Should I go to that program? Should I listen to this tape? Should I watch this DVD? What guru should I be going to, and which one should I be not going to? And we're always looking outside. The reality of it is we need to look more inside, and that's how we start to align ourselves and start to get that intuition. Because intuition really is nothing more than aligning ourselves with the way the universe is supposed to be functioning and being with the flow instead of paddling against the flow, being with the movement of the universe instead of being contrary to that. And a lot of times it's as simple as going and listening to what's being said to you around you. You know, when you hear a word or a concept 3 times in a day, you need to be paying attention, you know, and realizing that synchronicity is not a random occurrence, that when you start to see these things presented to you, that the universe is talking to you. So intuition is really many times listening to what's being presented to you and being open to what's being presented to you, no longer feeling that separation. That's one of the big problems that we have in this world today, is that people feel that they're separate from everything else, that there's me and there's you, and starting to realize that we are connected to our family, we are connected to our friends, we are connected to everyone around us and to everything around us. As we start to go ahead and embrace that it's part of us, we start to develop intuition, because we start to see that the world is talking to us all the time.
Great. And the way to connect with Rodney, everyone, again, go to mindbodybasics.com. You can even try him on the telephone at 561-789-9558. I'm going to have to thank you so much. We're going to have to wrap up the show because I have to promote next week and give some Martin Luther King Day shout-outs. So, Rodney, thank you so much for being on with Mind Body Basics down in Florida. And thank you, because I really hope that people will grasp new you, new self, new a new world, a new earth, a new day, and hopefully we've inspired them tonight here on To The Max, Ronnie. So I thank you so much for joining me. And
well, I would like to leave everybody with one thing, and that is that there's only one medicine that you can't give too much, and only one medicine that you can't get too much of, and that's love. And if you
that's
give
the
that
truth.
Medicine, you're good.
And speaking of love, you have a lovely wife, Susie. Check out her store in Boca, Susie Saint-Tropez in Meisner Park. I love you guys so much. It's a pleasure meeting you, knowing
yeah,
you.
I love you, too.
And coming to the Wellness Center was really a life-changing experience. And I look forward to having you back on the show with this anti-aging and the Fountain of Youth.
Okay.
So
take care of yourself.
Fantastic. Have a wonderful night, Ronnie. Thank
okay,
you so much.
Too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. I want to thank all of my callers tonight. Some great questions. Emailers, thank you so much. My text messengers, we're going virtual with the show. So thank you so much for being there. Texting me your questions. Adele, Andrew, Emily, all of you all, thank you so much. Now, I've got to tell you, I wanted to end just a little bit early to leave you with an inspirational song from Lifehouse. Everybody, go to lifehouse.com, lifehousemusic.com. My dear friend Eva LaRue, she sent me an email today with the video of a song that they sing called Everything. And it's one of my favorite songs. CSI Miami, Eva LaRue will be on next Sunday on To The Max. I'm going to close you guys. I'm going to close tonight with thank you to Rodney, Mind Body Basics. Thank you all for listening. Adele, thank you so much for calling. I'm going to catch up with you after the show. And everyone, I've got to tell you my quote again. Heroism is grace under pressure. And our pilot, our captain, Captain Sully, you're the man, the hero of the week. We've got a new president coming into office, everyone. Get ready because change is around the corner. And Sam, if you'd be so kind to play the song, I'm out, everyone. I'm out. Good night. Peace out. I love you. Be well. Take life to the max.
Would you tell me how could it be any better than this?
You're listening to the Max. Only on LA Talk Radio.